Now that we've seen an example of removing and clearing out energies from the train incident, we can also send and bring in energies, the healing energy, and we can direct energies in a certain way in advance of going someplace. You can send energy and clear the energy before you go someplace. So there's all kinds of possibilities about removing and clearing and sending and bringing in. We can locate missing objects. You ever lost your keys, misplaced your earring, or for the gentleman, maybe you can't find your shoes, or the socks are under the bed, but you didn't remember putting them there. A cute story of a little girl when she was about 6 years old, and we had first taught her how to douse. And she really liked the L-rods. I showed her how to use both the pendulum and the L-rods, but the rods were what really worked for her. She got up the next morning, and her mother was telling about how she needed to get to school quickly because she got up late. She had to take her ballet costume, and she had to find her tennis shoes. Not only did she have to find the ballet shoes, but she had to find the tennis shoes. So she said, "Where is this, Mom?" And the mother was busy. She said, "I don't have time to go look for your things. You have to find them yourself." So all of a sudden, this light bulb went on her head. She goes, "I know how I'm going to do it." And she went in and got the rods. And here's this six-year-old running around the house with her rod, and she found everything she wanted immediately. So that was a great success story for her. And so she uses it constantly now for other things besides that. So that's the locating the missing objects. On locating missing objects, one of the questions I ask is it easily retrievable? Suppose it flushed down the drain or something, or suppose it blew away. That's the basic question to ask in locating missing objects is it easily retrievable? Then we could talk about finding your direction if you're lost outside. This is a really significant one. It can save your life. I'm living in Phoenix, Arizona, and oftentimes in the summer especially, there are people that go out hiking in the desert, and they get out there and they've lost their way or they've gotten separated from the group they're with. And this is unfortunately a really common occurrence. And in the desert, it'll be very, very hot in the daytime, and then it can cool down quite a lot at night. So you have extremes of temperature that can be very harsh on someone if they're lost and stuck out there. Plus you've got the wildlife and so on. We had a few years ago a woman that was lost during the dry season. She created a fire in order to signal people to find her because she was getting so frantic. It was getting late in the day and she just felt desperate. What am I going to do? I'm lost. Unfortunately, that fire that she used to signal, they found her all right, but it started a major fire that destroyed thousands and thousands of acres and homes and wildlife and so on. It would have been so much easier if she had known dowsing because you can ask simple questions. Which way is the path? Which direction do I walk to find the people I'm with? Which direction do I walk to find my vehicle? Which way would I walk to encounter other people that could help me in the quickest, most effective way? It can really be a life-saving thing. Another one that I like as a woman is determining the need for mechanical repairs or other repairs. You might go in for an oil change and they come out, "Oh, I have bad news for you. I think you're going to need a new transmission." Well, with your dowsing skills, and you don't necessarily have to whip out your rods, we'll learn some deviceless dowsing skills, but you can say, "Is it wise for me to have this repair at this time?" I like to use the words, "Is it wise?" And if you get a no, you say, "Well, thank you very much for calling that to my attention. Let's make a decision on that at a later time. But please go ahead and continue with changing my oil." You've protected your interests and you haven't spent money unnecessarily.